Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. She joins us on a Thursday morning, and she has joined us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning to you, and I'm happy that I'm sitting in a nice dry house rather than floating down the riverbank, the river and below a waterfall.
Or climbing the falls.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for telling people what they should have been aware of. Very important.
But
anyway,
again,
the other...
Go ahead. You're more relevant.
Speaking about being aware of things, I must say I was totally oblivious to the issue that I want to talk about today, and that is the fact that many of... innocent-looking, summery drinks with fruit flavors, like fruit-flavored seltzers and even popsicles that we tend to long for in a very hot, humid day, can be flavored, unknown certainly to me, can be flavored with vodka and other sources of alcohol, and although not directly, obviously, sold to underage drinkers, because that's illegal, somehow manage to entice underage drinkers to consume these products. And let me just sort of start again from the beginning. I was thumbing through our local newspaper, the Boston Globe, and saw a full-page advertisement by a wine company selling what looked like popsicles and fruit-flavored seltzers. And I thought, oh, it was a very hot day. And I thought, wow, that looks really attractive, but why is a wine store selling popsicles? And then I looked in very small print, and they were vodka-infused popsicles. And the cherry, lime, and blueberry seltzer that also sound like a really refreshing drink also had vodka in it. And I thought, wow, why would somebody do this? And then, of course, the answer is, yeah, because they sell. And they sell really not just to people who might think it might be fun to take these to a picnic, but unfortunately, according to statistics both here and in England where these same drinks are sold, they are very much associated with an excessive amount of underage drinking. In fact, some statistics that came from England indicated that if you look at kids as young as 13 going up through, you know, the later teens, that those kids who manage to get their hands on these alcohol-infused, you know, soda-type drinks or popsicles, or they're called alcopops, are significantly more likely to end up in emergency rooms, in accidents, car accidents, or any other kind of accident because they become drunk on these products. And I'm thinking to myself, why aren't these things regulated? And again, they are regulated in that you can't go into a liquor store and supposedly, you know, buy any kind of liquor at any age without showing some kind of identification. But, of course, we all know better. We know that these products can be obtained. And so then I went into the Internet, Jill, and to my amusement and horror, I see recipe after recipe for making alcohol-infused popsicles. You know, just very fancy recipes, you know, with putting all sorts of things in them. And then I see that if you are a really clever 13-year-old, you can have your mom or you yourself go buy a package of gummy bears or Skittles or some other fruit-flavored chewy candy, and you soak them, supposedly, in your parents' vodka or gin or what have you when they're out of the house. And then you, and for the gummy bears, until they swell, I guess, looking more like earthworms than gummy worms or something. And then you sort of innocently put them in a sandwich bag or take them to school. And there you have it, vodka-infused gummy bears or gummy worms. And these are things, and when I've talked about this to other people said, really? Is this what's really going on?
Sure.
But it is what's going on. And, you know, I think that those of us who think we should, who want to be concerned about this, just aren't getting the message. And I think having this advertised, again, in a full-page advertisement and an advertisement in a widely read newspaper, I just wonder really how responsible such an advertisement is. But I'm willing to hear other opinions.
Well, can you say bubblegum-flavored vape juice?
Well, see, that's exactly the point. When I was reading this, I'm having this niggling feeling in the back of my head, like, where have I heard something like this before? And then it occurred to me that the whole controversy and finally the resolution of the enormous number of teens who are vaping nicotine,
which is so good for your lungs with COVID, I'd like to add.
Yes, exactly.
Facetiously. No, it's like, for heaven's sakes, people, between asthma, allergies, and bad lungs, this is something that you don't, this is really something that you don't want to start. You don't want to have 70 years to go with that as your welcome to adulthood condition.
No, but you know, the vaping, Juul, J-U-U-L, that company that sold sells these vaping devices, they enticed little kids to do this because they're bubblegum flavored, fruit flavored, and the ones that did succumb to that tended to vape more often and draw more heavily into the little device than people who are just vaping the normally non-flavored solutions. And so I think that finally was regulated. Yeah. They had to take it off the market when they found that there were so many people addicted to the nicotine and some deaths. Do we have to wait now?
I don't know how to say this diplomatically, but you're telling me that no one could see that coming? You know, and then it takes X, Y, Z. So this is unfortunately life. It takes X, Y, Z. It happens. It's there. People wring their hands. It takes a fair amount of time to get rid of it. And in that fair amount of time, some people have made a profit. Yes, definitely. And other people are messed up for pretty much the rest of their natural lives. And starting at a very young age. And what is baffling to me is how that is such a rinse and repeat. You know, you'd think that you'd think that we'd evolved, but no. I saw just yesterday, in the midst of something, I saw someone on TV, and it was an advert for, "We're going to fix this for you." And all I could think of was, no, you're not. Scam, scam, scam. But because of the crest and the way they designed their logo, hey, they're going to just clean up with a bunch of unsuspecting. It's just wrong.
No, it's just wrong. And somebody, manufacturers who advertise something like an alcohol-infused popsicle, they know they're playing. They know to whom this is going to appeal. I mean, but I have a relative who has just aged out of the teens, but he still has one more year to go. When before he is able to do legal drinking, I showed him the advertisement. I said, "You ever heard of this?" He said, "Who would eat alcohol? Who would eat alcohol infused popsicles?" He said, "Nobody would. It's not cool. You know, you just don't do that." And so I thought that's perhaps the only defense against this, that, you know, a kid who wants to drink like an adult is not going to have a popsicle. And so, again, the
or
people
a gummy
who are
bear.
Going to be.
Well, you'd be horrified to hear about what goes on at golf tournaments with Jell-O shots.
Oh, you're right. I don't even eat Jell-O under the best of circumstances.
You'd be horrified to realize what goes on at a golf course.
All right. Point taken.
I was just going to say the same. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy and Food for Mood right here on Thursday mornings on Robin Hood Radio and online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood.